Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight, I have a very, very inspiring story. I'm inspired by it very much. Once upon a time, I was in the JCC, the Jewish Community Center of Cincinnati, and I see a fellow there and say, "Hey, how you doing?" Asked me if he was Jewish, said, "Yeah, absolutely." Got to talking and had the privilege of putting on tefillin with him, and he came over to our center and did some learning. Sometime later, he was in the Army. He was in the U.S. Army, and we did some learning together, and, you know, he got involved with some Jewish things. I think he came over for a Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, a Shabbos meal, and kind of lost track of him. But a few years later, he popped up, and I just got off the phone with him. And he told me an amazing story. He said that there was a chaplain on his base, not a Jewish person, seemingly a Mormon chaplain, which is another religion, Lahavdil. And they got to talking, and this Mormon chaplain happened to mention to my friend that his mother's maiden name was Rabinovich, and she was actually Jewish. And his mother's mother was also Jewish. And his mother's mother was also Jewish. My friend, who understands these things, said, "Well, in that case, you're also Jewish. You want to wrap tefillin?" And he said, "What's tefillin?" He explained it to him, explained how he's Jewish because of the fact that his mother is Jewish and his mother's Jewish and mother's mother is Jewish. And the guy said, "Okay, sure enough." And this person who grew up without any training whatsoever, without even realizing that he was Jewish, put on tefillin. And that's because a person is Jewish because they have a Jewish neshama. Of course, they have to have a Jewish mother. But that means that they have a Jewish soul. And this Jewish soul could be that it spent 20, 30, 40 years thinking that they were not Jewish. But at some point, Hashem sends a messenger. In this case, it was my friend who Hashem picked out and sent on a mission to explain to this lost Jewish person that he was in fact Jewish. Now, we don't know what's going to happen at the end of the story, but I have a feeling that little by little, this person will realize that you can't be a little Jewish. You're either not Jewish or completely Jewish. And I think that he will eventually find his way home and realize that he's actually 100% Jewish. And he will, with probably help from my friend or other people that care, hopefully he will find his way back to Judaism in the full sense. So whenever we have an opportunity, whether it's somebody that doesn't know they're Jewish or doesn't really understand what Judaism is all about, it's important for us to try to reach out to them. And we might think, who am I? How can I possibly, you know, communicate with a person about Judaism? I barely know about Judaism myself, maybe, or I'm only 8 years old, or whatever the thing is. Need to remember that the person has a Jewish soul, which is listening, and that Jewish soul wants to do a mitzvah. That Jewish soul wants to learn Torah, wants to connect with Hashem, and wants to connect with other Jewish people. So whenever we can, we have to try to be Hashem's messenger to help another Jew get closer to Judaism. And in this way, one person at a time, we will bring the entire Jewish people close to Hashem, close to Judaism, fulfilling Torah mitzvahs. And this will certainly speed up the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.